We try on a regular basis to talk to our very own Jim Brogan to get financial insights. He's on Saturday morning. Jim Brogan is on the line with us right now. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Halloran. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I mean, it's hard to believe summer's almost over. I know it's been a little bit hot. I've been able to enjoy some time with family. I know the markets are crazy, but no, I mean, everything's great. I'm very blessed.
All right, so I want to start. There was an article I saw today where, once again, Janet Yellen is trying to downplay inflation worries, recession worries. Larry Summers is out saying, "Nah, we got a recession coming." There's a lot of conversation right now. We're looking at the inflation numbers. Can you just give us like the latest? What is the latest? And I understand that the Fed is about to make another big move, or at least that's the scuttlebutt. Where are we right now, Jim?
So inflation is absolutely the big worry right now. The inflation's impact on the economy, as well as the Fed's policies of raising rates and tightening monetary policy. What does that affect on the economy? So it's a double punch. The Fed is clearly focused on trying to deal with inflation. So, I do think we'll see probably a 0.75-point increase announced Wednesday. That seems to be the consensus, which will put the Fed funds borrowing rate at 2.5, which is considered the neutral rate. We expect more than likely maybe a few more increases between now and the end of the year. So I think inflation is going to persist for a while. The question is, when will it start coming down? The Fed is absolutely committed to trying to get out ahead of, well, they can't get ahead of it, but they're trying to get it to come down some. So really, you kind of had a couple of questions in there. One was about inflation, which I do think is going to persist deep into this year. You know, even if, I saw an interesting thing today, Halloran, that even if there was no inflation between now and the end of the year, inflation for the year would still be over 6.5%, I think, because of its 9.1 through June, right? So even if there's no price increases, no inflation from last year to this year for the back half of the year, we're going to still see high inflation numbers. So, you know, I think we need to temper that. The question is, when do we hit peak inflation and that inflation rate starts coming down? That's really what we want to look for. Because I think until that happens, we're going to see a lot of market volatility and instability because the market is trying to price, how's this going to affect the economy 3, 6, 9, 12 months from now?
When you see interest rates go up, if you're in the business of loaning money to people, you make more money because the interest rates are up. If you're borrowing money, it's more expensive. How does this play out with investors? What should the typical investor be thinking about with the market dynamic like this? High inflation, maybe a bear market, maybe a looming recession. What do you do?
Well, that's a great question, Halloran, because from an investor perspective, you know, having inflation be at historic lows like it was really for 12 years, starting with, you know, shortly after the Great Recession, and rates being so low, That makes for a difficult traditional investment mix of stocks and bonds. So it really creates a challenge for people that are no longer working, retired, that need to generate income from their investments. So having, you know, it's great for the economy because it encourages investment. So on the one hand, you could say, well, as an investor, if interest rates are lower, that is a good thing for the economy. That will grow the stock market. An investor over the long haul can make more money in equities than they can in bonds. On the other hand, it's hard to produce more stable income because interest rates are low. So an investor's perspective is more difficult. So you're asking ultimately, is inflation good for an investor? I would say at the levels we're seeing now, no. A healthy level of inflation, 2-2.5%, is good for the investor. But inflation numbers where we are now, no, because at some point you would expect it to choke off economic growth. Now, if inflation got bad enough, I guess people could buy CD rates. I mean, in 1981, you could get a CD paying, 16%. But go ahead.
No. I'd like to hear the rest of what you're about to say.
Well, I mean, you could get a CD paying 16%. So, yes, as fixed rates go up, there would be an expectation maybe an investor could take advantage of the high rates. But as a general rule of thumb, no, high inflation is not good for an investor because of the, you know, the impact on economic growth, which then affects equities because it affects corporate earnings. All those things are affected.
All right. Why don't we get a break? When we come back, let's talk about corporate earnings. There's some scuttlebutt that corporations are taking profits on the backs of people. So we can talk about that. And then your answer to the question, if we do enter a recession, what should people who are approaching retirement do? Jim Brogan is my guest, 445 on the Triple H Radio Experience. Jim Brogan joins us on the broadcast. He's got a great show on Saturday mornings. He is the grand poobah, the guy in charge at Brogan Financial. How long have you guys been in business?
You know, we just hit 21 years on June 1st. It's pretty hard to believe, but yeah, 21 years. I started Brogan Financial June 1st of 2001, just before 9/11 and the economic meltdown that ensued.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the broadcast. As I've been watching corporate earnings, some companies have been raking it in. Is that a bad thing, good thing? Is it just the market?
Well, that's a great point, Haller. And I mean, corporate earnings so far, you know, have been very strong. So there has been some speculation as to whether or not U.S. corporations were, I don't want to say profiting from inflation, but fully building in margin to handle inflation. I think those are fair questions. I am ultimately, Halloran, a big believer in free markets. And I think that companies, to be competitive, eventually, if inflation continues to persist at these levels, which it probably will see an impact on their margins. One thing that's important to remember is when we look at corporate profitability and we look at economic data, we're looking into the rearview mirror. We're looking into the past at data that's already been recorded. The stock market, by contrast, is looking through the front windshield at the future. So it's pricing where might we be 3 to 12 months from now. So that's why sometimes you can see really good economic or corporate earnings data. U.S. households are as strong as they've been at any time in 40 years. But yet the market is very volatile and is pricing in, well, that may change pretty dramatically in the near term.
Let's say I'm right at the cusp of retirement. I guess I'm not that far away, actually. Jim, I don't know if I can or will ever retire. But let's say I'm on the cusp of this thing they call retirement, and I'm looking at where the world is today, and I'm coming over to sit down with you, and I get the free hot chocolate chip cookies, and are you guys still doing that with the smoothies and the?
We are doing the fresh baked cookies. We stopped doing that for the pandemic, and we about had a. And when we started seeing clients in the office again, we about had a client revolt. But we did start that back just a couple months ago, doing the fresh baked cookies.
What do I do if I'm coming up on retirement and the market's like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I think the key is there are several keys. One is to know that markets inherently are volatile and unpredictable. Is it predictable where we are today and why we're here? No. Is it predictable that markets have a lot of volatility and go through periods of correction? Yeah. I mean, that stuff happens. And when we plan for retirement, we have to plan through a lens of, we know markets are unpredictable and we know they're going to be volatile. We never know when the next market downturn is going to happen. What we do know is, at least historically, markets go through boom periods and markets go through bust periods. I just fundamentally believe, Howard, we don't know when those things are going to happen. Are we going to have a recession in the next 12 to 18 months? I mean, I think we probably will. That doesn't mean the stock market's going to be way down 18 months from now. We just don't know. So the key going into retirement is initially, how are you going to generate short-term income that is not dependent on the stock market. If you're retiring in a year, you don't want it to be depending on the stock market to be able to retire next year. You want to have incomes, you want to have money set aside to generate stable income. So the market doesn't determine whether you can retire when you want to and on your terms. But likewise, we know that in the long term, the single best way to beat inflation, at least historically, has been the stock market. So long term, you need market investments. But in the short term, markets are completely unpredictable. So you've got to pair the predictability of stable income in the short term with the growth of investments in the long term. Because when we get out longer, when we look out 10, 15, 20 years, markets ought to produce a pretty decent return. So it's about combining those two needs. Hey, you need short-term income, but you need long-term growth.
Tell us about the Saturday show.
Yes, we're having on Leslie Ackerson and John North from WBIR. They have their podcast, Appalachian Unsolved, and we're going to talk about their show and their podcast and all of the different unsolved mysteries over the years, people that have disappeared, unsolved mysteries. It's going to be fascinating. I'm really looking forward to this Saturday.
All right, Jim Brogan, thanks for joining us on the broadcast today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Halloran.